Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are a lot of churches on Sunday morning across this country. People dress up, they come in there, and they sit, and they have nice organ music, and they have a nice sounding choir. They don't preach the new birth. Amen. They don't believe in it. Nobody's going to have an opportunity to receive Jesus. They don't preach it, they don't believe in it. We've had ministers that were in other denominations for 40 years retire and come to Rhema when I was teaching there and get born again. They were in the ministry, had pastored churches, large churches, for 40 years, weren't even born again. Now, this is not so rare. This is a lot of places all over the world. Well, then what are they believing? What are they preaching? Oh, they talk about politics, and being socially acceptable and being nice, and treating each other good, and all kind of things. But they do not preach that salvation has been bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb, and now it's up to you to come receive it. They don't preach that. They don't teach that. Well, thank God we have found that out to be true. And what if somebody came to you and said, well, pray for me. I want to be saved, but I just believe it's all up to the Lord. And I'm waiting on Him, and I've been waiting on Him for years now. I hope He saves me. But I'm just waiting on Him. What would you tell them? Would you say, yeah, just keep holding on? See if He will. Maybe He will, or we don't know. What would you say? Would you not tell them that they are not waiting on Him? Would you tell them, no, I'm sorry, but you're not waiting on Him. He has already gone to the cross for you. He has already paid the full price, hasn't He? He's already done everything that needs to be done for you to be born again and you to be saved. And you are not waiting on Him. He's waiting on you. For what? To come and believe on Him and by faith receive your salvation. By faith receive your remission of your sins. By faith receive Him as the Lord of your life. You're not waiting on Him. He's waiting on you. How many agree with that? I'm going to look all over the place. How many say, yeah, that's right. You're not waiting on Him to be born again. Well, now let's look at our verse again. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, what? So walk ye. What do we say? The same way you got born again is the way you're going to do everything else. So fast forward a little bit, we do have millions of people that believe what we just said about the new birth. Oh, they wholeheartedly say, that's right, yeah, you're not waiting on God. You got to come and by faith receive Jesus. By faith receive salvation. But then you got some of the same folk that believe that way about the new birth. They've been waiting on God to heal them for 10 years. Many of the other folk, they've been waiting. Oh, they believe, receive Jesus. Don't wait another day. Receive Him today. But they've been waiting on God to prosper them and help them with their finances for 20 years. They've been waiting on God to fill them with His Spirit, with speaking in tongues, if it's His will, for years. They've been waiting on Him. Is that accurate? Is it correct to think like that? This is one of the biggest deceptions in the body of Christ, that we are waiting on God for all these things and it's just up to Him. It's no more true than people would be, you know, right to think they're waiting on Him for the new birth. So with that in mind, go to Mark now. The 11th chapter. Mark 11, 22. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. One translation said, have the faith of God. The margin of my Bible says that, have the faith of God. Then he said, verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Notice that's different from just saying, well, God, whatever you want. If that's the best way to do it, why didn't he say that? Right here, it would have been a perfect place for him to say, now just stand up and say, God, whatever you want. Whatever you want, whatever your will is, whatever you want, I'm waiting on you. He could have said that. Verse 24, are you there? Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, say thy will be done. If that's the best thing to say, why didn't he say it? We're talking about when you desire something and you pray about it. What did he say? When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Say that out loud. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. One of the big reasons you and I are looking at each other today is because of this verse. Why do you say that, Brother Keith? Well, my father in the faith is Kenneth E. Hagin, who's in heaven now. His lovely wife, Miss Aretha, just joined him. We're excited for him. But at 16 years of age, he was bedfast, going in and out of comas. They told him he could not live. The finest medical minds in the land told him nobody in his condition had ever lived past about the age he was, and that even if he survived one thing, there were two or three other things that would take him out. Incurable blood disease, undeveloped internal organs and chest cavity and all kind of things. And everybody told him he had to die. In fact, one preacher came by and just held his hand and said, just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over. And he said he couldn't talk. His tongue and all was paralyzed. And what he wanted the preacher to come for was he had found out about this verse right here. And he wanted to ask him, was it really true? And because he'd never heard anybody say that, could you do that? And all this guy told him was just be patient. In a little while, it's going to all be over anyway, so just... And he said when he left, it was so dark in there, he just, no hope. Somebody that's supposed to know the Bible, supposed to know God, told him, basically, forget about it. You'll be dead in a little bit. So, given up to die by the finest minds of medical science, given up to die by his own preachers. But, something inside him told him the answer's in this verse. He doesn't understand it, had never heard it preached, didn't know what it meant, but something, actually it was somebody, wasn't it? Somebody inside him kept telling him, look at it again, look at it again, look at it again. He had begged God to heal him, sometimes would pray all night long. Please God heal me. I'm just 16 years old. If I die now, I'm going to die never having really lived. I want to have a family. I want to have a life. But all that begging did not get him healed. But now see, that's what the vast majority of Christians are doing. They're begging God and waiting on God. Aren't they? Which is not living by faith. Faith is not a beggar. Faith is a receiver. I hope y'all like this, okay? Because there's much more of it to come. And it's only going to get stronger. Because we at Faith Life Church are going to live by faith. Right? Aren't we? And we're going to have miracles. And we're going to see what men call impossible become possible. We're going to reach what seemed unreachable. We've already seen some of that. And we've just begun. But he kept looking at that, kept looking at that, kept looking at that, kept looking at that. Finally, he got it in his spirit. I've got to believe I received my healing while I'm still laying here paralyzed.
Amen.
While everything says I can't live, I got to believe it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And he began to lay there saying, I believe I received my healing. I believe I received my healing. I believe I received my healing. He said, something came up in him. He said, now you believe you're well. He said, I sure do.
Amen.
I sure do. I believe I've received my healing.
Yes.
He said, well, people ought to be up this time of the day.
Amen.
See, faith without works is dead.
Yes.
You believe you receive, and then you act like you believed you received.
Amen.
Act like you've received. And so by faith, he pushed his paralyzed legs out. He said they fell like two clumps of firewood on the floor. Couldn't feel them. He could see them, but he couldn't feel them. He grabbed a hold of the post of the bed and dragged himself out of bed. And he's hanging there, you know, fading and slipping. Looks like he's about to fall in a pile on the floor. And he said, I believe I received my healing. I believe I receive. And he said, when he did, the power of God struck him in the top of the head. Said it felt like warm honey piled up on his head and just oozed down over him. And when it got down to his legs, they began to sting like 1,000 needles were in them. Why? Those nerves being reactivated. Glory to God. And he said in a few moments, he's standing there without holding on. He's standing there on his own power, holding up his hands, thanking God, giving glory to God. And because of that, he lived, ministered for 60 some years, started Rhema Bible Church, and decades later, Keith and Phyllis Moore show up. What if it hadn't been for Mark 11:24? That's what I said. Me and you probably wouldn't be looking at each other. A miracle is happening right now. That I'm here, that you're here, that this church is here. All miracles. All based on believing God. Based on the truth of this verse and the truth that got him out and caused him to live another 60 some years and serve God and preach faith all over the world. That same truth will set you free and cause you to break out of your bondages and limitations and hindrances and reach the fullness that God has called you to.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody said out loud, I can live.
I can
be healed.
I can
come out of debt. I can do the will of God.
I can do it.
Through faith in Him. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Living by Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303A. That's R1303A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.